selling lies and buying time, killing people next in line, lower class and social slime, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care, censorship, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for they bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape, they burn the kids, no one makes gun, trees, lie to your face, fight, and die, cause God forgive. Buying time, killing people next in line, lower class and social slide, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care, see the shit, force of air, fuck them back, that's only fair, they bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape, they burn, the kids, no more things, gun, trees, lie, to your face, fight, and die, cause God forgives, yeah.
Okay, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Rock the Boat right here on UCY.TV. I'm your host for the next hour. And it is getting close to the end of April. Very close, I think, yeah, 27th. And you know, they've really picked up the pace, huh? They're coming at us from every possible freaking direction. It's bloody ridiculous. But that's what they do. So I saw a thing go by on a news source today that Trudeau's talking about building 500,000 houses, low-income houses or something. Now, the veterans can't find houses. The homeless can't find houses. The natives are living in shitholes. And that's been going on forever. And all of a sudden, Tinkerbell... says he wants to build 500,000 new homes. And that will give you an indication of how many immigrants or migrants or Muslims are going to be coming across the border in short order. Because the government don't give a shit about the homeless or the aged or the underprivileged or the natives or the vets. But they do give a damn about the Muslims, because we want to pour some Islam into your life as fast as we possibly can. And I don't know how it is stateside, but up here, the people here, just like Brzezinski said, that they would dumb them down to the point that they would be putty, basically. And they've done it. And, you know, people here are still playing that stupid right-left game. But what I use Facebook to just to try to gauge where people are at. And, you know, we had the liberal leader, or the Democrat, your stateside, back in 2009 saying that we're all going to have to give up some of our sovereignty in order to make the world work. Well, we can make the world work for who? The sons of bitches that are taking us down, that's who. So, you know, people are posting, you know, calling this guy a traitor and a F-tard and all this stuff. It's just childish garbage. Right, I mean, it is so childish, it's ridiculous. So, you know, then I turn around and throw the video from 2010, because Martin was in the prime minister in 2009, and he said he was looking forward to the continuation of this in 2010. Well, 2010 was the G20 meeting in Toronto, of which the conservative was the prime minister. So we have the liberal in 2009 saying that we all got to give up some of our sovereignty to make the world work for the Satanists. And in 2010, there's the conservative at the podium saying this meeting, this G20 meeting, was really a private company set up by two guys. One of them I know is a Jew. I don't know about the other one. But standing there at the podium saying this, the meeting of international financiers, is the loss of national sovereignty. But that one was never broadcast. No media in this country broadcast that clip. None. So, you know, I get them all jacked up on Facebook about the liberals, and then you fire in the conservative at them, just following suit as a puppet next in line. And they get all messed up. They don't know what to do about that. So we got a lot of work to do. You know, I see people saying, you know, we're effed. Well, we're not effed. We ain't effed till there's none of us left standing. And we need to, you know, we really got to start beating on is the police and the military. You know, we got to get in under their skin somehow. Certainly not going to get most of them, may not get a lot of them, but we got to get some of them on side. That's a start anyways. But this nonsense just name calling, it shows just how dumbed down. And these comments are coming from people, you know, out of 1,000 comments, I might get maybe 10 of them that are actually what I would call intelligent. The rest of it is nonsense. But that's how far they've driven the men and women of this nation into Stupidville. You know, but then they've been watching TV since they were born. And, you know, I could see these comments coming from 12-year-olds or something, but these are people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. I mean, it's absolutely sickening to hear some of these comments. Most of them don't want to read, you know. So I put this piece in recently, and I was rooting around, and I found a document about Henry Ford, who I never really paid much attention to. What do I care about Henry Ford? Where did that thing get to? I guess I can get it here. I did have it open. Here it is. It's called Power and Ignorance, or whatever it is. Let it come up here. Power, Ignorance, and Anti-Semitism. Henry Ford's War on Jews. Now, apparently, this paper traces the anti-Semitic activities of automobile manufacturer Henry Ford. Ford first voiced his anti-Semitic leanings in 1915. Eventually, his belief that the international Jew was the source of the world's problems led him to conduct a campaign against them in the pages of his newspaper, the Dearborn Independent. The articles in Ford's newspaper blamed the Jews for everything from the Bolshevik Revolution and the First World War to bootleg liquor and cheap movies. They also accused the Jews of conspiring to enslave Christianity and destroy the Anglo-Saxon way of life. Way to go, Henry! Jesus! Now, you know, that's where we are now. The articles were later gathered into book form and published under the title The International Jew, the World's Foremost Problem. Now, I haven't read that yet. I haven't had time. I'm going to. But this is basically an article that follows Ford through and some of his lawsuits and what he'd been up to. Another interesting thing down at the bottom here, he didn't want nothing to do. He said the Jews ran Wall Street, didn't want nothing to do with them. And down near the bottom here, he was talking to Walt Disney. And where is this I'm looking for? Anyway, somewhere down near the bottom here. This is a very long piece, but it's really worth, I mean, it's a very long piece, but it's more than worth reading. Just bear with me if I can dig this out. Because it was about, oh, here it is. In early 1940, Walt Disney was thinking of taking his studio public and asked Ford for his advice on the Enterprise. Ford expressed his admiration for Disney because he was a successful Protestant in the film business, a field dominated by Jews. However, Ford warned Jews also controlled the stock market, and Disney would be wise to sell his company outright rather than lose it to the Jews, one piece at a time. Disney, who may have had anti-Semitic leanings of his own, thanked Ford for his advice. Now, I don't know if anybody's seen it, but there was this clip from Bill Nye, the science guy, who has a new show on Netflix, which is called Bill Nye Saves the World, I think is what it's called. And who owns part of Netflix? George Soros. And who owned part of Disney when Bill Nye was doing the science guy and explained it to little children that global warming is real and windmills are good and all this kind of bullcrap lies to indoctrinate the children? And who at the time of Bill Nye's show on Disney, who was part owner of Disney, George Soros, who later got rid of his investment in Disney and went to Netflix, and who rolled along to Netflix but Bill Nye. Now, we all know what Soros is about, and if there's anything evil on this planet, or more evil, I suppose you'd have to point your finger at the Pope. But I don't, you know, he's right up there. He's sitting in the top, you know, at the head table of evil. So, you know, when you go through this article, again, it's quite long, but it's really, really interesting. It's the Jews, folks. I didn't say it. Henry said it. And his book went around the world, this book, The International Jew. Now, the reason this is so important is that everything is international now. Rockefeller said that he was accused of being an internationalist. And he said, if that's the charge, I stand guilty and I'm proud of it. Okay? And this is about international rule over everybody. Now, when you go to the UN or you look around, you can put in international police, you can put in international mayors, you can put in damn near anything international, it'll pop up, which didn't used to exist. Okay, so it doesn't matter if you're in a union or you're in a church or you're on a school board, it doesn't matter. You can have the best intentions down here on the ground, but understand it's no different than if you go to a reserve. And I actually saw a picture of this today. You know, it says, you know, the head counselor or whatever, they show his house and his truck. Beautiful home, beautiful new truck. And then it shows this old hammered out, rusted out jalopy. And that's what the native is driving, who is under the control of the chief or whatever. And it's no different here. It's absolutely no different here. So I'm going to put this in the chat. I really would like everybody to read it, because it's a bit of an eye opener. The Jews are sneaky. It's that simple. And Ford goes in here, they didn't even want Jews because they don't produce, right? They don't produce. They're not producers. They're sneaky. They figured out how to have everybody else working, and they live off them. Like parasites. And that's what they are. So they want to rule the world. That's plain and simple. It's easy to figure that one out. And you know, just like the heads of your unions, heads of your churches, school, whatever, are all part of the international movement created by the Jews to take control of everything and everybody on the planet. And Jews hate Christians with a passion. And Muslims hate Christians with a passion. Well, there ain't enough Jews. So they've taken control of the media and the money and the law, lawyering and all that kind of crap, the courts. But they needed an army. And they created their army. I just call it the infantry because they, you know, they're not in boats or nothing. I mean, they're just walking. Infiltrating into our nations. And the Jews wrote the international law, which allows this to happen. And all of our countries are nation states of the UN. And we got to break that tie. It doesn't matter, you know. We got Trump down south. I'm gonna build a fence here, a wall, and you know, I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do that. But the fact remains that he hasn't, that I've heard of him mention at all. The fact is that the United Nations headquarters, world headquarters, is sitting on freaking American soil. He hasn't made the Trilateral Commission an illegal entity in the United States or in America. I don't like to use the word United States, but he hasn't disbanded it. He hasn't investigated these people. These are all Trojan horse. They're the internationalists. They're the shadow government of internationalists. And this is why Trump's getting a rough ride. Now, I don't know if it's all just theater and he's an absolute and complete player. I don't know. For instance, maybe he actually gives a damn and just played ball long enough to get into the presidency. But they're coming at him like jackals now. And it's the same as the, whatever her name is over in France. They've pulled the Jew card now. They pulled the Holocaust card now. Trying to beat that down. But all of this stuff is a Jewish concocted plan to take control of the world. Now, the Jews only like Jews. So this depopulation plan to get rid of somewhere between 80 and 90% of the population. Why not? They don't like you. So they make up these stupid things of why the world is the way it is, if you have a really vivid imagination, because what they're explaining it is as, is, it doesn't exist. But they control the media and the movies and the schools and the churches. So they just keep the propaganda going. And the weak succumb. And the few strong in the group get shouted down, and then they end up removing themselves from these groups so the cult can strengthen, not weaken. And the people become weak. And the people are weak. But they need to get strong, and they need to do it soon. Because You know, I hear these people say, well, I can't wait till 2019 and then we can vote Trudeau out. You ain't got till 2019, people. You most definitely do not have till 2019. And the fact that if you pulled him out today and a new election was called, then you're just putting the next puppet in. So we have to realize that this one's in our hands. We're going to have to take control somehow of what they refer to as government. That's what we're going to have to do. And if we can't figure out how to do it, or we can't get the backbone to do it, then by 2019, all you got to do is look across the freaking ocean, and it's very plain to see what's coming our way. Now, here's an interesting little clip, and this is, I believe, off of Red Ice. And I actually had a guy, he left a comment. I put this video together with some stuff, and he took exception to the female co-host of this particular show. And if this will ever load up, come on, puppy. So he took offense to this woman, this blonde woman. And I think Red Ice is, I don't know, where is it, out of Sweden? Or, well, I don't know where it's from. I think it's Sweden, somewhere in there anyway. So he took offense and he said, boy, that blonde bitch has absolutely no heart. She said they should turn the boats back and shoot their boats and let them die. I have serious doubts about the legitimacy of this video. It just seems very contrived to me. And, you know, this is people just react, right? They I don't know how their brains work anymore. You know, I found her to be somewhat cold as well, but that's not the story, for crying out loud. The story is about Israel and Israel's involvement, not about whether she's a cold-hearted bitch or not. So I wrote him back and I said, who should be shot, because he's saying she should, you know, I said, who should be shot are the amoral a-holes who set up the mass migration. Then she, no heart, referring to the blonde, wouldn't have done the show in the first freaking place, because she wouldn't have needed to. And then he wrote back and said, okay, I won't disagree with that. And then I get this other comment, says, you know, and moral men and women have no power to drive out the evil in charge of all the power. Bullcrap. I get that constantly. I post something, you know, those little happy faces and stuff you put up. You know, I'll see people with, they'll put up a little tearjerker thing. Like we're toast. Like we're so busy. People have been sucking on the so-called government tit for so long. It's like it removed their spine, removed their mind and their spirit. And we got to get over that. We just got to get over that. So, all I wrote on this one, I'll put this video in if you haven't seen it. The invasion of the West Christian nations by Islam was planned long ago. This is about world domination by those who created the UN and Israel. Never forget, it took two world wars and the death of hundreds of millions of innocents. And it's true. To get what the amoral satanic globalists wanted, a world government body in the state of Israel. It is time the moral men and women drive the evil from our nations. So now I get that comment down, and I'm saying that, well, the moral men and women can't do it. Horse's ass, they can't do it. I'm so sick of this, what do you call this? The this give up garbage, right? But I'm gonna put this in here because it's actually pretty interesting video. I get a lot of hacks. I mean, I get a lot of trouble from Jews and that. I have to. I'm trying to stay afloat here as far as likes on my Rock the Boat Radio Facebook. Some days it's pretty close to whether I'm gaining or losing. I get swiped at sometimes when I have people that have joined this who all of a sudden say, son of a gun, this guy knows what he's talking about, we don't want to know about it, or we're blind and stupid and we don't want to hear what he's got to say. Either way, I don't know, you know, be part of it or don't be part of it. Don't bother me one way or the other. I really don't need a bunch of idiots around me. Let's see. Now here's a decent. Here's one of the few. This man, I'm getting pounded with stuff here right now. So this is the clip from the Prime Minister Martin, former Canadian Prime Minister, says give up your sovereignty to make the world work. And so I get a comment like this: stupid, can't use their brains. Brackets, if any. Well, they're using their brains. They know exactly what they're doing. You just don't get it. So then I get a decent comment. They, leaders of lefties, are under control of the UN Agenda 2030. So like he pointed it out, sovereignty needs to give up for a new world order. Only UN with many billionaires will rule the world. What's for the rest of us? Tyranny. But she pointed at the lefties. Only, not the righties, just the lefties. And that would be completely uninformed, incorrect, and, you know, still trying to sound okay, but you still got your head at least partially up your ass. And you need to pull it out of there ASAP. There's, you know what I'm going to do right now? I just checked. Did I put that link in there? I think I did. Scrolling. Yes, I did. And Islam versus Jew versus, this is in the chat. Islam versus Jew versus Christian is an old story. We just can't put the book down. Usury is an old story too. Anyways, what I'm going to do right now, I think, I saw a cop. This was sent to me not long before I went on the air. And it's a story about it. Oh, no, this one here. This kills me, man. You know, it's the same thing as weed, okay? They're gonna legalize weed and then tax the shit out of it. But they said they got to keep the taxes relatively low so people will buy their weed. But it's about control, just like Rockefeller said and the other boys said. You know, you don't have to own anything, you just control it all, right? Because you control everything, you control all the people, right? So Ontario smokers are being slapped with a $2 price hike on a carton of smokes, and that tax will rise to over $10 over the next 3 years. And you say, well, $10 on a carton of smoke. Well, they didn't tell you that, I don't know what it is, at least 50-60% of the price of smokes before they add the tax is tax. So what are we going to do here now? We put the price of smokes way up. People are going to go to the reserves. Well, you're not supposed to have reserve smokes if you're not a smoker. So now they're going to put the cops on the put the cops out on top of the at the reserves. So if I whitey slide in there, they're going to come after me. And they want to take talking about taking the filters off cigarettes because most people that smoke use filters. Absolutely retarded. So what I'm going to do right now is I am going to bring my good buddy Chris in here, whether he likes it or not. He sent me a bit of stuff about we got you, Chris. There he is. Where have we got you?
Well, I gotta turn one down.
Okay, we'll wait.
We will. You got me. I'm guilty.
Well, don't be guilty. You were talking about I haven't well, there's what I'm looking for. That ain't it. Okay, why have I not got nothing in here? You sent me a thing about the Kingston, what's it called, the Whig?
Well, it's a Heritage. It's a sub paper from the Whig Standard, yeah. Or the okay. Yeah. Well, we got the Whig Standard. We've got the we've got another Whig. I mean, they're all the same. Doesn't matter. But anyways, and then we got
But the thing I was interested in, you mentioned something about the A to A, which is the Algonquin to Adirondack thoroughfare for moose and whatnot that want to travel see their relatives in the States. I don't know if they have to have a permit to get across the border. I guess if you're a moose, you got free rein, right? You don't have to. Need a passport.
The thing of it is there was an article that the government ended up selling the property to somebody 40 years ago that was allowing the Boy Scouts and camping excursions and da da da, and now they're saying that the public could access this. Now this is one rock, but it's in a whole area that they're doing the same thing too. Is now they're going to charge a fee for people if they want to access it because people are leaving beer bottles and cigarette butts and. They don't want all that. So now if you pay a fee, you can leave all that.
Really?
So there's a beginning to the end.
Yeah, but I haven't looked at that for quite some period of time. And I know you've been kind of looking for new news on it and having a hard time coming up with it.
Well, in the mainstream...
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, I just wondered.
I already know that they've closed some corridors already that the mainstream news isn't covering. I can't get to my old campsite anymore because they've closed that up to me. I have no access to it. And that used to be public land. I used to be able to just go there and pitch a couple tents and an outdoor toilet. And I get set up. We used to have a vacation there for 1 week of summer. But... No, I can't even get past the main road to get in there. It's all closed off. That was about 3 years ago, 4 years, 5 years ago. Getting old, so my memory might escape me.
Well, if your memory escapes you at your age, then I'm screwed.
Well, fuck off.
Huh?
I mean, 138, you're getting pretty old there, bud.
I am. It's,
but anyways, no, seriously, this is no jokes about it. I mean, this is incrementally becoming an issue, and this is the newest latest. And now, you know, on lands that are so common to everyday people.
Excuse me.
What I used to go to were not common. I used to find back roads, sneak through the bush.
Oh yeah, that's what we all did.
You had to have a four wheel drive to get down into where I used to camp. But now I can't even take my four wheel drive. Well, I don't have one anymore, but if I did, I can't take it off the main road because it's closed. That back road is closed.
I know we got to save
it's for the environment, right? So yeah, so now the newest latest is now you got to pay a fee for the most common places that you go. You're going to have to pay a fee. So you pay your $120 fee for a year, you get a ticket, and then they stamp it every time you go in, and you know you'll get access 5 or 6 times a year if you're lucky. And then if your stamp expires, like you got too many stamps on your ticket. Sorry, you can't access this anymore, and that's what's going to happen from there. You won't get any stamps, you won't get any ticket, because you're not going to be allowed to go there no matter what. And yeah, I mean, for the common people that just go out just to take a breath of fresh air in the wilderness, they're not going to be allowed to do it.
Well, that's the whole point. They want to shut it all down, and that goes back to the Rockefeller Foundation and that the scenarios they did with the Ganges River. And there's a girl there walking along a path, and she can see the river, but she's not allowed to go to the river because, of course, man harms the planet. And these good people, the internationalists and the Jews and everybody that wants to control our every friggin' move. And this girl understands, and this is the sick part, because they teach this crap in school, is that she understands why she can't go to the river. And she's good with that. Just like now, you can't go in the wilderness. And they're locking down more and more and more and more of it all the time. And if you do go there, you'll have to pay to go there, and there'll be people there watching you while you're there. So this idea, let's just go grab a tent and head off in the bush for the weekend or whatever, out to some small lake, is not going to exist for anybody anymore.
That's correct. You know, and Ron, like, I don't know, 5-10 years ago when I was doing this all the time, I never thought twice about it.
Well, it was normal.
We cleaned up. When we were done, I kept that thing pristine. We had a waterfall. We had water all the way around us. It was beautiful. So I never thought twice. I thought, well, if somebody else uses it, well, as long as they clean up. I actually had to go back sometimes I didn't have to go back. When I went back, we had to clean up the mess that other people had left, and we did. And we left it beautiful, man.
Well, yeah.
It's a nice spot. You can't even go there now. They won't even allow you access. And now they're charging a fee for the ones that the regular people know and understand that normally had access to. Now they got to get a ticket to get in. You know, like, this is getting pretty nasty, bud. I mean, unless you want to move to like Chicago or Toronto, it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter too much at that point. That's what they're doing, right? They're pulling us all out of there and putting us into the big cities.
It's yeah.
Our own crime.
Yeah, and so I don't know. You know what really ticks me off? You remember when we were Orion Radio, right? I mean, people were getting kicked off. They said anything negative about a Jew. It was retarded. They actually had a banner. Actually had a banner there that we weren't allowed to say anything negative about a Jew before they went off the air. Not at the beginning when I started there, but later on, you know, somebody had a chat with somebody. And talk about sneaky and Jews, you know. What's the name of the guy that runs Facebook? Zuckerberg or Berg or something?
Yeah.
And so, you know, they bust me every now and again, throw me in Facebook jail, so I can only post to my own timeline, and which doesn't really interest me because I already made the things, so I know what I'm looking at, so I post it over there. And but they stop me from posting anywhere else. So now for the last 2 days, they didn't ban me from posting anything, but you know those code numbers and letters that pop up, they're all skewed and screwed up. So now when I go to share a post, I have to, you know, scroll through, keep hitting the button until I find something I can actually read, you know, like, you know, small X, large X, a 7, a small B, a big D, 9, post. And then you want to share it again, you go through the same shit again, right? So where I could post it to 10 or 15 or 20 sites real quick, now it's taken me about 10, 20 times longer to make one post at one share as it did before. Just slow your write down, right? Which makes it very, very difficult. So, and I know, it, you know, I don't want to be anti-Semitic, but, you know, if you look up in etymology, it's not just the Jews that are Semites, it's also the Muslims. So, you know, they're working together. But I have to be careful not to say anything negative about them. I'll let Henry Ford say it, you know. That's a great piece, and I got to read that International Jew, because, you know...
You're on an American station, Ron, so they do have more freedom of speech than up here north of the border.
Well, it doesn't really matter to me anyway.
You can
right?
say things so far. You can say things down there that you definitely would get yourself in hot water in.
I've always said what I meant and meant what I said. If you don't like it, well, you know, bug off.
Wonder what would happen if we got you on a Canadian network.
If it's online, it'd be fine. I don't know, because the other one's online. No, I have no intentions of, you know, I try to have a good grip about what the hell I'm talking about. But I mean, if you study this at all, you know who runs everything. You know why they run it, and so you know, say, well, you know, you're anti-Semitic because, well, like 6 million people got killed in the camp. I don't know, did they? I've never seen a head count. But then, so 6 million versus hundreds of millions of other people that weren't Jews, they don't count for shit. Why is it only the Jews count for anything? Well, because we started the frickin' war. Oh, now I get it. Okay, so the other hundreds of millions of people who were killed in the two world wars don't matter. Just you guys matter because you're the ones that started the two wars. So, you know, you take your 6 million Jews, dead or not dead, versus a couple hundred million people in the wars you started, and you're bitching because a certain number of you got wiped out. Whole damn works, you should have got wiped out because you started the wars. And then we wouldn't have an Islamic invasion. We wouldn't have a UN. We wouldn't have a friggin' Israel. And the world would be a whole hell of a lot better than it is now. I mean, only these people could come up with this nonsense of global warming. Only these people could possibly come up with this nonsense of plugging windmills all over rural areas is going to be a solution to saving the planet. Everything they do is a lie, you know, and so they should piss off, basically.
Well, there's a lot of people, Ron, that I listen to that are, I guess they're called extremists.
I'm not an extremist.
Well, no, but there's people I listen to that are, and they are they're spot on with everything they say. But I mean, if you try to talk to somebody in the context of reality of what's really going on, based on what these other stations are talking about, yeah. Oh yeah, man, you're done. I mean, they'll come, they'll beat you to a pulp, because you're the anti-Semite, the evil man. And
I'm anti-evil.
Not even a thought of listening.
That's what I am. I'm anti-evil. And,
you know, they don't realize that we've murdered millions of our own, white on white crime.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, on wars that were started specifically to wipe us out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Genocide. And that's in the UN. It's funny how they write that stuff up, eh? I mean, that's part of what they write up as white, or not white genocide, but genocide in general. That's, you know, I just find it ironic that they write it up and it's the Jews that formed the UN. And, you know, it's okay if it happens to us, but God forbid it happens to any other race.
Well, here's a guy.
I want a white flight to Africa. I wonder if I can do that.
I doubt it. Here's a guy who hooked up with me on Facebook, and this is what he had to say. I think he was my friend for a day, and this is what really freaks me out about these people. Hi, Ron. I have some very serious concerns regarding some of the anti-Jewish crap I have witnessed floating around your pages, and therefore I distance myself from you by unfriending you from my personal Facebook page. Just silly shit, eh? Where did that end up? I have zero tolerance for any fascist, anti-Jewish conspiracy theories. And then he put that word in, anti-fa, which I guess is anti-fascist, which is that new bunch of assholes running around. Old Nazi fascist propaganda, and deny them any access of any kind of free speech protection, because I know factually, without any doubt, it is all lies, period. Now, that anti-fascist crap, okay, that anti-fa, I guess, anti-FA, they're running all over the place. We have them, I think, in every province now, the anti-fascist leagues. And what exactly is anti-fascist? Well, anti-fascist is internationalism. Okay? Because fascism, by definition, is nationalism. And they're anti-nationalism. Okay? They're pro-internationalist, which means that's why he don't like me saying anything good bad about the Jews. Because the Jews, as that book I have to read, Henry Ford's, international Jew. So all of this nonsense is flying around here. It's the same freaking thing as Occupy. No different. And they've got these things running all over the place now. Let me look this up real quick. I think it's been running around for a while. I just ran into it the other day. I saw it somewhere, and I thought, what the hell is that supposed to be? So if we put in Antifa Canada, what do we end up here with? We got a Facebook page, Antifa images for Canada, Toronto, Edmonton, Calgary, Ottawa, Halifax, Kitchener, Winnipeg, Montreal. These are all the anti-fascists. These are, I guess, what you would call the leftists, because that's the part they play. Soldiers of, I got the anti-fat Edmonton here, and right below that I got Soldiers of Odin, which I would be very skeptical about. These guys, I would be very, very skeptical about them. So we have the Anti-Fascist Canada, the Art Collective photos from Edmonton. So what we end up with here, oh yeah, this is cute. I'll put this in. I used to live in Edmonton, so, and I hate Toronto with a passion. So we have all the words: empathy, equality, kindness, love, tolerance. And here they are going down the street with black flags, with their faces covered, and their message is truth, love, I mean, understanding, anti-racism, hope, solidarity. This is straight out of the United Nations, the very same thing, LGBTQ, a dignity. This is the very very same to Black Lives Matter. So all of these UN NGOs they put together over the years are all rolled up into the Anti-Racism Canada group, and it's all through the United States as well. But these people are saying this in their writings, love, respect, and that and that. We see Malcolm X in there, and then we see them going down the street with their faces covered with black flags. Oh, this is stupid. What does that say? Blood and honor. Okay, maybe this is, what is this? Anti-fascist history of violence. Okay, I'm going to put this in. I may have this particular site backwards. This might be, no, I don't think so. A group of diverse but like-minded individuals and the members of the ARC have come together in their common desire to fight hatred, bigotry, intolerance, and violence because of the harm these antisocial behaviors cause to our society. In that effort, we will not use or sanction the use of illegal actions such as violence or intimidation, which they do, in pursuit of our desired aims. And if we learn of anyone who does, yada, 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 yeah. But this is ARC, Anti-Racist Canada. I'm going to put that in there anyways, because this, I'm not sure if this group is fighting the other group or what the hell's going on here. But the fact is all of this chaos that they're taking to our streets is all being funded, just like Occupy was, and it's all about taking down your nation because, well, I guess you don't deserve one. And I am so sick of this garbage that seemingly won't quit. It's like, well, we talked about this years ago and we called it like whack-a-mole because as soon as you think one of these things, they're like viruses, right? Because viruses come in hard and then they die out, just like Occupy and Idle No More and all the rest of these things. They come in hard and then like a virus, they keep changing and then they get weak and they die out. And then another virus comes along. And just like the vaccines are all coming out of the same place, so are these social viruses coming out of the same places. So just something you got to be aware of.
Well, you know, margarine's bad now and butter's good, right?
What's that?
Said you know now that margarine is bad and butter is good.
Yeah, exactly. And for how many years? It was 30 years at least that butter was bad and margarine was good.
It's all slippery.
Yeah, I mean, it's just what they do, and they liars. They're liars. They're all liars.
I mean, once you read something like that, wouldn't you question your whole life? Like, wait a minute. I grew up on margarine. I'm sick. I've got diabetes. I got to take needles and take prescription drugs to keep myself alive. And then I find out after all that every time I've been ingesting margarine, it was bad, and now butter is good. When I've been told my whole life, it's the exact opposite.
Well, I know. Well, actually, yeah. If you're absolutely correct, right? Because like I'm 100. What is it? 37 now, 38 now. I lost count a while back. But anyways, 138. So I remember when butter was good and eggs were good, and I also remember when they said it was bad. Then I remember when they said it's good again. But if you were born and you're only 30 years old or something, you know, or you were born in a certain time period, you were born with everybody telling you it's just like butter. Well, if you're telling me butter's bad for me, margarine's good for me, then why are you telling me the margarine's just like butter? Are you now you telling me margarine's bad for me? I mean, people just don't think about anything. It's bloody ridiculous. But I can just imagine somebody growing up on margarine and no eggs or fake eggs, and then all of a sudden this revelation comes: science says that butter and eggs are good for you, huh? And margarine and the fake eggs ain't. I've been eating this shit for 30 years. Well, science is here to save you. I mean, it's ludicrous, and you're exactly right. Doesn't light bulbs go off in people's heads? I don't know why that they don't. Somebody, who's giving me the finger here? Oh, no, he's not giving me the finger. He's giving somebody else the finger. He's giving Paul Martin the finger. And this is what I mean. It's just stupid people. But anyways, I'm going to put this anti-fascist Canada Facebook page into the chat here, if I can find it again. We're just about out of time. And, you know, oh, I want to mention before the show is done, Chris has a Facebook site now.
Yeah, and
it's getting crowded in there, but there's still some room.
Yeah.
So get there.
Oh, that's funny. I joined Facebook just to catch your page. And my son said to me, "Holy crap, that guy's popular."
Not really.
and you got like 3,000 people, and I guess he thinks that's popular. He says, "I got 200, Dad." And he said, "How many do you have?" I said, "I got one." So I had to email you to say,
"If I wasn't poking
my Facebook page, please."
Yeah, if I wasn't poking at people,
now I got two friends.
Yeah, well, you know, there's nothing like a good Facebook friend, is there? I use Facebook just to try to gauge and see what I can get people to think.
I know. It's what you got to wake up.
Yeah, I don't really want them to do with it. It's just a
tool. I'm not looking for popularity. I'm only doing it.
You don't have to look for popularity because you're already popular.
I know, yeah. You know,
so, I hear music. Thanks a ton, Chris. That's the end of the show. Everybody have a good night. We'll be back Saturday night over at Revolution Radio, 10 to midnight, and then back on Sunday over here at CCY.tv. Everybody have a great night. Remember, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care. Censorship, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for the bomb. They shoot, they kill, they massacre, they burn, the kids, no one makes fun. Trees, loud, to your face, fight, and die, cause God forgives. You're listening to UCY.com.